Congress has given its okay to the drought contingency plan, which 7 western states had already signed on to. The plan aims to deal with a shortage if one is declared. But the DCP does not really take on the issue of water conservation. That was, in fact, a point of contention for some in the legislature earlier this year. With me to talk more about this is John Shepherd, Senior Director of Programs with the Sonoran Institute. And John, I'm curious what you make of the concern that some have expressed about not enough attention being paid at the moment trying to prevent or at least delay a shortage.
And well, I think that that is a good point. So the DCP has been very focused on falling levels of water in Lake Mead and what we need to do to respond to that. So in one way, by sort of focusing on that particular issue, that particular metric, it may get people to realize there's an issue. But the conversation has been much more at the state level, and it hasn't really sort of focused on what are jurisdictions, water providers at the local level going to do, because ultimately it falls to them to respond to whatever the state level commitments are in terms of cutbacks in water. And the DCP did not really focus on this. And when you think about this issue longer term, I mean, you've got the supply side, which is kind of being addressed in terms of falling levels in Lake Mead, and let's cut back on our commitments on the use of that water, so that supply of water. But what hasn't really been discussed is the demand side. And if you think about how demand is going to change over the next decade and further, you know, demand is primarily going to come from urban areas. So local jurisdictions, local water providers are going to have to attend to that. Most of the water right now is being used by farmers and ranchers. And so there is this potential shift of water from ag to urban interests.
Do you think that right now cities and the people who live in them are thinking about this enough and thinking about it in the right ways?
I think some cities, the larger metro areas are, you know, Tucson and Phoenix in particular, I think have done a pretty good job. They've also looked at ways to sort of to share water, or in the case of Tucson, sort of taking Phoenix's water, which it doesn't need right now, and storing it in their aquifers for use later in return for Phoenix taking some of Tucson's water later for their use. Those kinds of innovative water sharing agreements, I think, are going to be needed. So some cities and towns are already thinking about this, but everyone can do an even better job of being more efficient and better at reusing water. This is not a technology issue. It's primarily an issue of political will.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you think about steps that cities take to try to increase water conservation or decrease water use, you think about things like incentivizing residents to rip out their grass and put in desert landscaping, mm-hmm. or they have, yep. you know, they can do a water audit at your house to check your meter and see if there are any leaks or anything like that. Are those the kinds of things that cities need to do more of, or are those enough, or do they need to be doing maybe more bigger picture kinds of things?
Well, you know, first, there's definitely more that everyone can do on all fronts. If you sort of think of water, a portfolio of water, you know, you've got rainwater, stormwater, you've got surface flow water like Colorado River water, cap water, you've got groundwater, you've got treated effluent, treated wastewater. Thinking about all of those as a portfolio of water and what can we do to be more efficient in our use of those water, those types of waters, and what do we want to allocate those waters for? So there's definitely a lot more that we can do.
How do you think that Arizona cities and the state itself are doing in these regards relative to other Western cities and states?
Well, I think Arizona's doing a pretty good job. You know, the fact that we had to go to our legislature to get this approved, I think, was a really important step because it did sensitize our legislature to the fact that we need to take action. I think our governor has been at the forefront looking at water issues. I think we can look at cities like Tucson and Phoenix as having done overall a good job of reducing the amount of water we use, you know, on a per capita basis. And there are a lot of other cities that are doing interesting things on, you know, reusing treated effluent or other types of water conservation. So I think we're well positioned to do even better than we've done to date.
Do you think that voluntary measures for cities and residents are sufficient? Do you foresee a time when, you know, Arizona or cities in Arizona might have water cops or mandatory restrictions or mandatory use limits, things like that?
You know, I think that we can look at both. Incentives can bring out the best, but then having some kind of penalty or regulatory response can prevent the worst. So I think it's going to have to be a combination of the two. And again, if we're having a conversation, we've kind of set a goal, and maybe we set some benchmarks, we can be very explicit by saying, if we haven't met this benchmark by such and such a date through sort of voluntary means, then we're going to have to consider some additional regulatory actions. And that way, everybody's going into it with their eyes wide open.
All right. That's John Shepherd, Senior Director of Programs for the Sonoran Institute. John, thank you. I appreciate it.
You bet, Mark.